Undercover Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, Indian fans. Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and Indian Baseball. I'm Dave Kopp, along with the Hall of Famer Bob Stogler and Spencey here in the booth, and we're going to bring you MAC Baseball this afternoon. We got a big one, Bobby. We got the Cavaliers rolling into town, and we're kind of on a little snide. I'd like to get off of it, my friend.
I'm with you, brother. We got to hit the ball. We've been struggling scoring runs. Our pitching has been tremendous.
Yeah, our pitching is.
Look at this. Little seats coming
Cameron
in.
Cameron brought us some popcorn up.
Perfect. Oh, it's awesome. We just can't. You know, we've played South Adams stuff, a South Adams team that we knew was pretty good. South Adams turned around and beat these Cavaliers. And you know, this is a good one here. This is a chance to get her turned around.
Yeah, this is a game where, you know, you measure yourself up here a little bit. And, you know, Coach Hartleman, I saw in the paper, he had his 500th win.
Yep. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hats off. That's not bad for an 80-year-old coach.
Congratulations to – he's not quite that old.
No, he's not anywhere near that.
No. Hats off to him. And congratulations to the Cavaliers. They're having another stellar season. And he's looking to, you know – Like Bobby said, we just got to get off to a quick start here. We haven't been blowed out. We haven't been, I mean, our last four games have been great games. And, you know, we just need to play our game. Don't make mistakes. Something we talk about all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll go over the lineups here for the Fort Recovery Indians. Ryan Post will be leading off playing shortstop. Kobe Wendell. Be out in left field, batting second. Kendrick Wendell will be DH in this evening, batting third. Riley will be in center field, batting eighth. Brock Deuce will be at third base. He will be batting fifth. Landon Post will be at second base, batting sixth. Daniel Patch will be at first base. He'll be batting seventh. Riggs Toby will be behind the plate this evening. He'll be batting eighth. And Troy Holman will be in right field, batting ninth. Who are we DH-ing for?
The agent for pitcher, Dylan.
Oh, there you go. The agent for Dylan. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, it's Zach McKibben. He'll be at shortstop leading off. That guy's been playing baseball over there forever.
This is his 10th year in high school baseball.
Not too bad.
Miles Blassingame, he'll
be
behind
the
plate.
Player of the year in the MAC.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Reese Dellinger will be on the mound today. He'll be batting third. Luke Sudoff will be at first base, batting fourth, batting cleanup. Adam Herko will be at second base, batting fifth. Blake Seifring will be the DH for the Cavaliers. He'll be batting sixth. Josh Kalp will be at third base. He'll be batting seventh. Alex Kanapke will be in right field, batting eighth. And Marshall Blassingame will be in center field, and he will be the ninth batter for the Cavaliers. Coaches are out there getting ready to start this game. We'll do the national anthem, and we'll be back for first pitch right after this.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalb Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
It's grilling season, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need, from fresh vegetables to steaks. They have a no-limit meat sale with ribeye steaks for only $8.99 a pound. New York strips or flat iron steaks are $7.99, and T-bones are just $6.99 a pound, all perfectly trimmed and ready to go back by the meat counter. Assorted pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and grab some Swaggerty Farms bratwurst for only $3.99 a package, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. If you haven't started grilling this spring, what are you waiting for? Get in on these great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here in Fort Recovery. Go ahead, Bubs.
No, I was just looking at this Coldwater. They come in 12-4 and 4-0 in the MAC copy, and they're as advertised. They're typical Coldwater team. They just have an unbelievable program going over there. And if you look at their lineup, they score a lot of runs, and I think that's going to be the key. You know, they had a 6-game stretch where the least amount of runs they scored was 11.
Wow.
So they can swing the bats. They're going to give us everything we want today, and we got a senior leader, Dylan Evers, on the mound, and Dylan's pitched well for us.
Yeah, he definitely deserves a start, and you and I talked about it, and we got a nice sophomore, big right-hander, and Daniel Patch, and he normally pitches on Thursday, and I think Dylan deserves a start, and I hope he has a good first inning, gets out on a roll and settles down and settles in and has a nice game. Get a 5-inning game out of him, we'd be tickled to death. So
gorgeous day, wind blowing dead in from center field, and play ball.
Here we go. Zach McKibben, first batter. taking pitch number one. Right on the outside edge for a ball. How about your edge last night, Bobby?
Good
win.
One
up down out in...
Oh, man, when David Bell brought in Amir Garrett, I just about went right... I about flew to L.A.
That one's in the dirt. Ball two. You know what? I didn't... How did you stay awake? You are awesome.
I didn't get home till like 11:30, so it was...
Oh, it was in the middle of the game probably by then. Got you. Two balls, no strikes to McKibben. That one swung on and popped up right to Ryan Post at shortstop. And that's out number one. So McKibben goes down on a pop-up, and that's going to bring Miles Blassingame to the plate. What's your umpire's name? Are you waiting down? Thinking, ain't you? There's a ground ball going to head over towards the right side. Landon Post with a nice play.
Nice play, Landon Post.
Gets down on one knee, makes a stop, and comes up, fires over to Daniel Patch. Two up, two down.
He got over in front of it, so if it had taken a bad hop, at least he had a chance to knock it down with his body. That
got
was
over there
great.
In a hurry and
yep.
Slid and made the play, and that's going to bring Reese Dellinger.
The Reese pitcher. Gets the ball today, right? Yeah.
Yep, the pitcher for the Cavaliers.
The pitcher.
That one's low, ball one.
Where are you working at right now?
Well, we moved over to St. Henry. We had a little damage to replace over at the pharmacy building today, actually. Truck driver came in. That one's hit hard out towards center
Chaser
field.
Down, Riley.
Riley's going to be out there. He's going to make a play on it, and that's it. So three up, three down in the top of the first inning, and the Indians coming to the plate. No score.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pies, breakfast, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back. They're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Indians got the Cavaliers to get three up, three down. Now we got a chance here to put a run on the board, jump out to a lead here, and it's exactly what are they doing out in the outfield. A little zigzag game out there, they doing?
Don't know. Here's a kid that we got to get swinging a bat. He's been struggling lately.
Started out like a house fire.
Yep, and he offered it against St. Henry, and we got to get him on base. He's our trendsetter, and 13's a hell of a baseball player. We need him to get back hot.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and hopefully the night's the night. So Ryan Post steps in there. Kobe Wundle on deck. First pitch, strike.
Nice crowd at the old ball orchard.
Why not? Beautiful day. Comes the 0-1. Curveball stays up and out. One coming into Ryan. Gets a piece of that. Handcuffs him. Back to the screen. Coach Arley says, I got it. Coach Feely, number 33, down at first base. Coach Kalp down at third, like normal. That one's inside for a ball. Good that by Ryan. Two balls, two strikes. Had a lot of fun games watching these two teams play. We had some tough losses. We've had some. Ooh, that one thumps him in the back. So curveball comes in, hits it right in the back.
You just can't act like that. I'm telling you right now. St. Henry, he struck out first, and he drew a line at where the pitch was for the umpire. He never got a call. You can't do that. These guys won't put up with that. Yeah. Come on, bud.
I agree. So the Indians get the first runner on base, and Ryan's down at first, and here comes Kobe Wendell to the plate. Another senior. That one's low and outside. The big right-hander, Reese Dellinger, on the mound.
Eight seniors on this Coldwater team.
Boy, about had him leaning right there. Is that BK out there in the bases?
I don't think it is, but I don't know.
It's kind of his posture.
Texted the commission. See who we hit. Hopefully he can. Kobe squares around.
There goes Ryan. There goes the throw from that's way high, and I think that's easy stolen base for Ryan Post. So Posty now in scoring position. Kobe Wendell.
Chance to get an early lead.
One ball, one strike to Kobe. Kendrick Wendell on deck.
This would be big if we can get something going here in the first inning.
It would be big, Neil. Here comes the 1-1. He squares to Bunny, pops it straight up.
Randy Bachman behind the plate.
Pitcher comes in and makes the out.
He was in the
goes down, pops
Bachman
up
turner
the
overdrive.
Pitcher.
I think it maybe not have been. And Scott Regan on the field.
Scotty Regan. I can't get comfy with my cushion on my.
Yep, sorry.
Girls game, no score after one. Todd Homan over there giving us the update.
No score after one, is that
after one, Coldwater, and that wind is blowing dead out there. That could be a high-scoring game, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
No score after one, so evidently I'm an idiot.
Just got to get tuned in a little bit.
Right, loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, got to get tuned in. Kendrick Wendell's plate. No balls and a strike to him. Ryan Post down at second. Kendrick kind of steps out towards third and takes a cut at it.
Kendrick drove in the lone run against St. Henry on a double off the fence there in right center
dandy
field.
Dandy hit.
We need a little bit more of that big fella. Come
Let's
on, kid.
Do that right here.
Well, right now, he could definitely burn the center fielder. Infielders or the outfielders playing in, but it's very, very windy. That one he gets a piece of. Come back, hits the pole.
Hit me in the head.
Hit the pole, knock some string down. Actually, I think it, I ain't going to say for sure. I thought I saw a piece of string fly. Come on, Kendrick. No balls, two strikes. Riley Will on deck. There's a curveball. Frozen. He tried to wait, couldn't do it.
Yeah, he was a hacking at that one.
Yeah.
Chop suey. That's what I call that swing.
Chop suey. Out number two now, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Brock Deuce on deck for the Indians. No score here, bottom of the first inning.
Let's go, Riley.
Indians got a runner. Scoring position out there. We need a base hit. I think Coach Kalp, unless it's just in the outfield, I think he'll send him. That one's high.
Come on, Riley. Stay hot,
so
kid.
So who tonight, last night it was Maley. Actually, I watched the first inning, and he got in a little bit of trouble in the first inning.
Yeah, bases loaded, one out. Got
and
out
got out of that jam, and then I watched his bat, and I watched him pitch again, and then I said, lights out. That one, I think he took a cut out. Yes, he did. One ball, one strike. Kind of a check swing. Couldn't hold it.
I know Dodgers got their ace tonight, so. And the Reds
How many do they have? And they got a lot of aces. Ooh, curveball catches the black on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Is it Trevor Bauer?
No. Let's say Wade Buehler. Ferris's brother.
Ferris Buehler's now pitching for the Dodgers?
Yep. Red's got Jeff Hoffman taking the ball. Hoffman's been good.
Oh, ring him up on a low strike, and that's going to be out number three. So the Indians go down. They do get a runner on base. Nothing to show for it. And we'll go to the top of the second. No score here in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the top of the second inning. It's going to be Sudoff, Herko, and Seifring, first three batters for the Cavaliers. Seifring, the first baseman for Coldwater. Steps in there, takes first pitch for a strike. Next one just a tad inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Top of the second inning, no score here in the Fort. Cavaliers against the Indians. Nice pitch right there, right down the heart of the plate, right? Just a little low, too.
Mike Ramble had one of the funniest Facebook posts I've ever seen today. I laughed for 10 minutes on it. If you can see the number, you are. That's in a color.
Yeah. I've seen them before.
So it says, number one, if you see the number, you are, and it says tired. Then you can see one just as clear as day. And it says two, it says you're sad. See it clear as day. Three, it says you need love. Seeing it clear today. Number four, purple box, nothing inside it. Need a new governor.
Is that what it was? Need a new governor? That swung on and fouled over towards 119.
People come up with some crazy stuff. That was good. Need a new governor.
Big Mikey, where's he at?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Here comes the 3-2. That swung on and popped behind us.
Keep throwing strikes, Dylan Evers. Good job, buddy.
Dylan had a very, very efficient first inning. He's throwing probably about as many pitches to Seifring here to start the second that he's in the first inning. He's going to take it, and that's going to be ball four. So Coldwater's first base runner reaches on a base on balls. First walk by Dylan.
Here's where they're dangerous.
And that's going to bring Adam Herko to the plate. The only thing I can tell you about Adam Herko is he's got a hell of a house over there in Coldwater.
Got a nice pad?
Yes, he does.
His dad was the owner of
WCSM.
Right? WCSM.
Yeah, sitting right down
he
there.
He was part of it. I don't know if he owned, I don't know exactly what, but he was in doing stuff with WCSM for quite a while.
Yes, he was. Shows bunt, pulls back for a ball. Great parents, Adam and Andy and Julie Herko.
You build the house?
You bet your bippy.
I figured that maybe had that part of it.
Hadn't fallen in yet?
Oh, hey, my door blew off at Cooper's, the one you put on.
Somebody left it open?
The wind took her, just demolished it.
Oh, man.
Free one there or not?
Warranty was off. Let's see, when did we put that? Yesterday, I believe.
Oh, son of a gun.
Did it rip it right off?
Yeah, it ripped right off. The wood, the guts. Door's fine.
Frame's gone?
Yeah, it's just, we've had a lot of that old building. It's an old building.
But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of wind today.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike to Herko. The runner at first, he shows bunt again. That one's high and outside.
Brian? Brock Dew's in at third, expecting the bunt. He squared around a couple times.
Yeah, he squared.
He's pulled back. I think he's swinging.
Here comes a 2-1. Shows bunt again. This time he bunts it right over to Brock at third. Brock comes up, fires over to Daniel Patch for an out, and a successful sacrifice bunt by Adam Herko.
Now batting, Blake Sebring.
So the cowboy here, any relation?
I'd say that's probably would be my dad's first cousin would be his dad. I'm guessing that's probably some of Urban Kalp's family. Don't know that for a fact.
His dad's
a
member at the Elks. Is it Tony? No, not Tony.
Randy.
Randy, yeah.
There's a ground ball to Ryan. Ryan's going to come up and go over to third. Now we're going to have a pickle. So Brock Deuce has got a pickle. He's going back over to Landon, and they get the nice lead runner. Nice job by the Indians. Ryan Post comes up with it. Instead of firing to first, he goes over to Deucey, and they get Zach Zudoff, or Luke Zudoff, and a pickle. And that'll go down 6-5-4.
Well, I'll tell you what.
For the, out number
if you,
two.
If you look at that play, how that developed, Ryan did a good job. The play was in front of him. He threw a one-hopper to Doozy, who did a great job of scooping it and ran him back. And that could have been a disaster. And Brock Doozy, nice job,
good job by Brock to scoop that baby in. So now with two outs and a runner at first, Blake Seifring is your batter. No, I'm sorry. Blake Seifring is at first base. Reached on a fielder's choice, and it's Josh Kapp.
Yeah, Randy. I'd say this is Randy's boy.
Yeah, but Randy was more of St. Henry. I don't think. Tony married
Debbie Schmitz.
Debbie Schmitz. And they live in St. Anthony, so his kids could go to Coldwater.
I think their bus driver, didn't the bus driver say it was Randy's? Merle was up here. I think he said.
That one swung on and popped up, going to be out of play. We need some clarification on that, who this young man belongs to.
Call a timeout.
I don't think it's Randy.
Well, I'm looking to see if I can see anybody. Charlie Gill's down there. I think Charlie might be listening on Fort Recovery Radio. He's got his ear plug in. We'll see if he can get away from Big Charlie down there. Grandson on deck.
There's a runner, and that's a hit and run. And Ryan goes up, climbs the ladder, and picks that baby off. So Josh Kopp gets a hold of it, lines it right at Ryan Post. Posty goes up the ladder, grabs that baby in midair, and the Coldwater Cavaliers will sit down in the top of the second inning with nothing to show, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. Still no score.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back, ready for the bottom of the second inning, Bobby, and it's going to be Bruiser Deuce, Landon Post, and Daniel Patch, first three hitters here for Jerry Kopp's Indians.
And once again, our loyal listeners come through in the clutch. Todd Homan, Indian girls up 1-0 after two. Josh Kopp is Randy and Marcia's son. Tough play.
Come on, get over there. Nice job by the pitcher right there.
Boy, he hit her hard.
Deucey hits a hard rocket right back to the pitcher. It goes off his mitt. He comes off the mound, scoops with a bare hand, fires over to first base, and gets the out. It's Randy's, but
it's not Randy. The Randy exactly. From the Elks. It's Randy, the accountant.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Not Randy Cowp.
And Dave Blockberger checks in. Nice to hear from Block. He says Randy's kid.
Are we talking about Randy?
So it's Uncle
Jerry's.
It's
Jerry Schmidt.
That's no, an inside when it gets to landed post.
No, I'm all screwed up.
No,
I'm all screwed up.
That would be
Neil, you drunk?
So Randy is my cousin. That would be Dale's boy.
Yeah.
No.
Not that one.
Randy has a boy named. Dale has a boy named Randy.
Are we doing a family tree or what are we doing?
Yeah, I think we should.
It's unbelievable.
I'm a mess. Back to baseball. Swinging a miss right there by Posty. Two balls, two strikes. Uncle Dale has a boy named Randy that you and I know.
Exactly.
At the Elks.
There's two Randy Caps.
Two Randy Caps. Here comes a 2-2 to Lennon. He swings and misses at a curve. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the second inning.
Now batting the first baseman. Daniel Patch.
So here comes Big 66 up to the plate. Daniel Patch, another guy we need to get
hitting the ball. Amen.
He's a big, big kid, and we know he can hit it. Takes that one high. Yeah, we know this young man can put a dent in the ball. We just need to get him going. Swings at that one down at the knees. One ball, one strike.
What time did you get here, Spencey?
4 o'clock.
Right down the Broadway. One ball, two strikes. I saw Spencey mowing grass. I come past this place today.
I mowed today, too.
Did you?
Oh, it looks nice, too. Jesus.
Man, right now, grass is looking good. Here comes a 1-2. That's outside for a ball.
Just cut off some of my dandelions.
You got spray, you tight bastard.
I'm too lazy to spray or spread stuff, but I did decide that after looking at a whole bunch of people's yards the last few weeks, I'm going to get somebody to come
There's
in
a
and
ground ball to second base.
Do some work
Rico
on
comes
it.
Up with it, fires over to the first baseman. Three up, three down for the Indians here in the bottom of the second inning. We go to the top of the third. No score here in the fourth.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions.
Spencer, you can let them play, man. I can.
We are ad livers.
Yeah, we can make it work, my friend. Here we go, top of the third inning. Big Dylan back out on the mound. He's going to go 8-9-1, Kanapke blasting game, and back up to Zach McKibben.
How about the town today? So I'm driving through town. It's about 10 o'clock, and there is about 1,000 kids cleaning the town.
I saw Mr. Patch and another class took their class out, and they cleaned beds. They walked around the parks, cleaned things up. God love them.
They had a crew of them in the opera house cleaning up Mike is getting his stuff out, and they're taking over the downstairs. And
pretty good day for doing that, 80 degrees out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey. And you know what you're doing? You're teaching them kids a life lesson of volunteering. That's a good deal.
Darn betcha.
And the ones at the opera house were having fun. They were giggling and telling stories.
How do you know?
Because I walked in there just to see how they were doing.
Stay away.
Just back off, Neil. Here comes the 1-2. Back to baseball.
I gave them $20 each.
Well, thank
there's
you.
A ground ball over in the Cavaliers dugout. I was up there hauling trash. I didn't get 20. I saw Bob hauling trash. You didn't get 20, did you?
2 loads.
You got 20 from Spencer?
Yeah, a 40.
Lori was supposed to pay you, Dave.
Ooh, get back with her on that one.
Yep.
Here comes a 1-2. There's a ground ball tough over to Ducey. Play. Ducey backhands it on the line. He's got a fire in a hurry, and he's going to outrun that one. And no problem. So a base hit for Alex Kanapke. First hit of the game for both squads. And
yeah, there was nothing that Ducey could do there. Hit right down the line. Took a good hop for him, but the speed of Kanapke?
Yeah.
Just like Grandpa's Charlie's speed? Beats her out.
Excuse me. I think that cinnamon disc got to me.
Did it lodge in there?
Yeah.
Old Jazzy down there. So the number 9 hole hitter, blasting game, shows bunt, pulls back for the ball.
Got to think bunt here, don't you?
Yeah, I would have to think so with McKibben on deck. Is this the end of the McKibbens?
No, there's never an end to them.
Lord have mercy. Quick throw over to first.
They are good athletes. This kid here, is this the one who ran the touchdown back, right?
Yeah.
Won the tournament game?
Yep.
Still the greatest video I've ever seen. Somebody in the crowd had to.
Shows bunt.
That's
pops
mine.
It up. Oh, Bobby, that baby had a chance to come in here.
If I was a little quicker.
You were about 12 feet taller.
A little quicker.
Good to see Ram Rhodes made her tonight. Hello, Ram Charger, sitting in his pickup truck. The white wad.
Front row seats.
I would love to see one little pop-up go over there and just shatter. I mean,
wouldn't that be a class?
We'll
pay for the window.
Yeah. I just want to see him jump in that thing.
he's a good
got
fan.
Hit twice.
I think he's sound asleep. Look at him.
Yeah?
No, he's moving. I thought maybe he's moving or...
Ooh, comes inside. There goes the runner.
Hey, we got... Put it on him. I dropped
Riggsy,
it.
Riggsy put a good throw down there to second base. So Kanapke now down to second. Blasting game up. 2 balls and a strike. B&D truck got hit twice last week. That cold game.
Ooh.
What was that? What game was that?
The
Tuesday game. No. What the hell game was it?
Well, the cold one was one at New Knoxville, and then the next last week was one at
South
St. Henry.
The one that Patch's in-laws got their windshield knocked out.
Did they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope, they got hit last week. We was at home here. We was, obviously.
419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'll give you a shout-out. I got to say hello to my grandson,
Will. Here comes
the
3-1. Great run. Riggs got to make a quick play down to Landon, and they call him safe.
Yep.
So blasting game with a base hit on a bunt moves Kanapke over to third. Blasting game at first, and now we roll the top. So Dylan, my friend, you got nobody out. You got a bear down here. Gonna face the meat of the order here.
Riggs.
8 and 9 is on.
Riggs throwing some signals to the infield.
Ross Holman walking up.
Rescue.
Just got off work.
Yeah, I'm sure Kenny Canote's still working.
Oh, no doubt.
Don't you think? Kenny's out there.
Ton's got 10 McQueen's.
There goes the runner. Riggs just going to hang on to that one.
You know Ton's sitting at the softball game eating wings from McSilver's.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Got sauce all over his mouth.
And he's probably going on a vacation next week.
Oh, no doubt. Think.
Something coming up.
Or here. Just got back.
Something coming up here in May, and then I think they got something in June. And... So now we got runners at second and third. Ground ball back to the screen.
2 strike. Come on, Dylan.
Yeah, we need a strike out here.
Knock it down, infield. Infield in. Coach Cap, I think Coach Cap knows there's
runs are
going to be.
Ye betcha. All the infielders in the grass. Here comes the 0-2, and that one's popped up. Back over our heads.
I couldn't get that one, boys.
Foul blasting game, keeping book down there.
We always say, if you're scoring at home.
Yeah, she does it.
Yep. Yep.
Rub it down. Here comes the 0-2.
Ooh. Oh, Randy.
Tell you what.
A little tall.
A little bit high, a little elevated. But
a pretty good pitch.
Plate.
especially when you need it.
Yeah, could use a punch out. Here comes the 1-2 now. That swung on and fouled over into the Cavalier dugout. Yeah, I was watching Molly last night. Man, I tell you what, he was not getting any calls in that first inning.
Well, Angel Hernandez had to play it. Angel Hernandez is the worst umpire in the history of baseball.
Man, I tell you what, he had some spots. Even the Cowboy was mad. And yeah, he was hitting. But he kept his cool. Kept his groovy.
Unlike David Bell the game before.
Got tossed, didn't he? That one's popped up.
We're out of balls. Look at it. Randy said we're out. That's it. Game over.
We got one left in the bag.
Say Zach McKibben knows us about $500 for baseballs.
Over his lifetime, probably more than that.
Well, over lifetime,
for 10 years.
Yeah, sure seems like it.
That one he hits hard out towards center field. Riley Will going back. He's going to have a play on it, and that's going to bring home the game's first run. Runner stays at second. So Kanapke comes home. Kanapke reached on a base hit down the third base line, moved over to second on a stolen base, third on a base hit by Marcel Blessingame, and comes home on a sacrifice fly by Zach McKibben. And that's going to bring Miles Blessingame to the plate.
Good job, Dylan. Make him hit the ball.
Yeah. One out here now.
Let's get out of here now.
We'll give up one. Let's just shut this faucet off at this point. Baseball field looking fabulous over here.
We talked about earlier, yeah. Pretty soon it's going to be a water plant.
It's going to be a Pony League field for a while.
Yeah. No reason not to keep using it.
Yep. Here comes the 1-0.
Until we build a new water tower, new water plant.
I think our water plant.
What are you thinking, Mayor?
I think we get some years out of that bad boy. Yeah, we just stuck a boatload of money in it.
I think the plan was this past year to put some money in it. And
hey, we got the plan.
Another 20 years.
Smell. The smell's gone.
Yeah, we got 80-mile-an-hour winds, too.
You think that helps?
Yeah, that one's behind Blessing Game's head. I don't know how Riggs come up and got that one, but he did. Great stop by Riggs. 3-0 to the number 2 hitter, Blessing Game.
This kid's a hell of an athlete, too.
Grounded out to the landing post last time up.
Old Fort Recovery grad, Mom, Val.
Betcha.
Val's a Hall of Famer here at Fort Recovery.
Yes, she is. That one's low, so 4 straight pitches, and that's going to be a base on balls. And that might have been an unintentional intentional.
I kind of think you're correct.
Maybe not.
Coach Calbone to the mound to talk to his senior.
Make sure you don't pitch to him.
So Blessing Game on second, Blessing Game on first. And what's on third?
You got more than big hot dogs left?
I think that they ran out and they didn't
reorder?
Well, they reordered, but they were back-ordered or something.
Can't get a hot dog.
Well, we're pretty sure we can get them, but they won't be until Friday.
When's the hot dog day?
I haven't heard anything like no wing day, no pizza day, no hot dog day.
Well, you can't get wings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's a wing shortage in the world.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. If you can find them,
get a dog and a route of birds.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to hell in a handbag.
We are a mess.
Yep. And we don't even get the wings from China, like everything else that we can't get.
We ought to have enough damn chicken wings around here to choke a bull.
Well, except so many people. with everybody at home.
Wings. Now I'm wanting some.
Sorry.
Oh, we had delicious wings. Last after Sandra game, you went to Mariachi's?
Yeah. Oh,
we got
play.
It. Oh.
Nice quick off pickoff play.
You went to Mariachi's, right? Had some cocktails there after Sandra game?
Thursday.
We went to McSilver's and had some. We ate about 200 wings
each.
They
have great wings.
Yep.
They have great wings. One out here. Somebody give me the score. There goes the runners. Double steal.
Oh, we're sleeping.
Double steal. So now,
boys.
Classic game boys move up. Miles to second. Marcel to third. Dellinger at the plate. Two runners, ducks on the pond. I don't know what it is about McSober's wings, but they are my faves.
Yeah, I agree. I don't get it either.
Curveball comes in there a little elevated.
We sat there with Dart and Trent was there, and we had
his headband on. Dart have his headband on?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Aces wild. 1-1, 1 out. Bottom of the third, 1-0 Coldwater. That one's popped up right on top of Bobby's golf cart.
Indian girls up 2-0 after three.
All
good
right.
job, ladies.
What is our?
There's another team that's got to get off the schneid.
Yeah. What is our? Are we 500? In the
yeah, I would say we're 500.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Big pitch right here comes in, and that's a ground ball over to third. They're going to score a run. Brock comes up, fires over, and he's going to get the out.
Brock Dew's nice play.
Absolutely nice play. So Blessingame comes in from third to make it 2-0. Dellinger goes down 5-3 in the old book for out number two, and that's going to bring Luke Sudoff to the plate. Miles Blessingame went to third on the throw to first. So runner at third. 2-0 ball game, favor of the Cavaliers. Top of the third inning, Sudoff your bat.
I seen in the paper Gary Croft died. Remember Gary Croft, the referee?
Did
for
that
years.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is that the little guy?
He always had a mustache.
Hair?
Yep. He had his hair, had a comb over.
Yep. Got him.
Yep, Gary Croft.
What happened to him?
Well,
boy, nice curveball right there.
He lived
there.
In Slime.
For a strike.
Is that 70
right?
years old. Yep.
Yeah.
Gary Croft.
Sure do. I've yelled at that guy a lot.
Well, you and Neil hasn't. Neil,
no.
Neil don't yell at referees.
No, I offer help.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Curveball got him.
All right.
Nice job by Dylan. Back-to-back Uncle Charlie's, and he gets him to chase the last one. And we go out of that inning. But in the inning, they do pick up two runs, and we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians trail by two.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Indians need to get a couple runs, get even here. It's going to be Riggs Toby, Troy Homan, and re-roll the top to Ryan Post.
So I was had my big melon looking out the old press box.
Mm-hmm.
Is your whole, your sister here down there below? And
My sister, I got, well, actually both my sisters, one from Cincinnati is in Fort Recovery.
That's
and
what I
the
thought.
Other sister from Colorado is in.
And Hannah's sitting down
yep,
there, too.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Those are my two big sissies down there.
Good to see you guys going up for supper, eh?
I bought them lunch today at the Tin Cupboard.
I thought I seen your vehicle up there.
Yep.
What'd you get?
I had the ham and Swiss wrap and a salad.
Solid?
Yeah, it was good. I had no idea they were there. They just happened to be there. It was fate.
Really?
Yep. I had no idea.
Your sister from Colorado, you don't know she's here. And she's
Yeah. I knew she was back in the area, but I didn't know she was in the fort, so... One ball, two strikes to Riggs. Riggs rockets one over. Takes out half his team in the dugout.
Jeez. A little late, Rigger.
Right off. That was a bullet. Curveball. Freezes him. He's going to look at for strike three.
Now batting. Right
strikeout number one, two, three, four.
Todd Holmes texted me, said the Lady Indians are 11-8 on the season.
Yeah, I was thinking like 500 Indy Mac is what
okay,
I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah, I thought we had a little better than 500.
11-8. Here's another kid I like to see start swinging the bat a little bit.
Yeah, he came up. He got his first hit I believe, at New Knoxville that night. Cold, windy night. Drove in a couple of runs, and that one's inside. One ball, one strike to number 11, Troy Homan. Troy's a competitor. I talked to Coach Jerry about him, and he likes him. He said, man, I'll take a bunch of them, because he said, hey, don't want to lose.
Well, I think when you talk to Coach Kaup, and, you know, we've hit a tough little stretch here. We're playing good teams. We're falling short. But I think he feels good about where we're at mentally.
We battle. We absolutely battle. Here comes a 2-1. That's outside. I take that back. That's on the edge for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, I talked to him at Mariachi's there last Thursday night after the game, after that tough one with the Redskins. And I said, you got to pat Troy on the back. I said, he threw one right down the middle as a strike. And Jerry said, that's baseball.
Look at this guy.
That's exactly right. Spencey coming up with some popcorn.
I will not throw that popcorn out the window.
I will hold it.
Yep.
Swing and a miss on Troy. Gets away from the catcher. Catcher going to throw down to first base, and that's going to be an out. So two up, two down. We'll roll the top to Ryan Post.
Now batting.
Back-to-back K's here for Dellinger. Strikeout number 5 now for the Cavaliers. Posty steps back in. Posty got whacked. First time up, he hits the first pitch to the ground ball right over to the second baseman. Second baseman standing perfectly, comes up, fires over to first. Three up, three down again for the Indians. We'll go to the top of the fourth. The Indians still trail by 2.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kaup of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kaup at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here. Cold water in Fort Recovery. Top of the inning 4. Indians trail 2-0. Indians have not had a base hit yet. So we got to get something going. Copy, we lost one of our, in Fort Recovery, we take care of our special people. We always have, from Richard Allen Ports to Les Johnson to, there's just a bunch of them around here. And we just love them to pieces. And we lost one of our dear friends in Matt Judy this week. And thoughts and prayers go out to Joy and Mrs. Judy. And what a neat human being he was.
This guy was special, wasn't he? You obviously knew him a lot better than I did. I got to meet him a few times. And I remember him being here when we were doing a game, and it was a birthday party or something. And he was inviting us to his birthday party. And cool dude.
And that picture of him and Big P on Facebook.
Yeah, it's classic.
Really?
Could you imagine?
I wanted to cry and laugh at the same time.
Yeah. Could you imagine you're in cold water and you're at the stoplight?
There's a fly mow out towards left field. Kobe's going to get a run in, and that's going to be out number 1.
Could you imagine you're in cold water? You're sitting at the stoplight. Here comes a green pickup truck, and you look over, and Matt Judy's driving it.
Yeah.
I mean, he drove to school.
And he didn't tell Mom, right?
No, nobody knew it.
Yeah, he just took the vehicle. I remember that. Took the vehicle.
Come on, drive her to school today, boys.
He took something else, too, down there.
Have to get there.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he took golf cart.
Golf cart.
I knew it out in the field. Stuck in the woods.
Yeah, I knew there was something else.
His obituary said something. He loved driving his golf cart and getting stuck.
Yep.
Another classic. Yeah. All right, one out here. There's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Ryan. He cuts it off right behind the bag.
Oh, Ryan Post.
That's about as good a play as you're going to see from a shortstop, folks. Nice job by Ryan getting Blake Seifring. Two up, two down now in the top of the fourth inning. Man, Josh Kalb going to be your batter.
Great range there. He went a long way for that one.
Well, I didn't think he had a prayer getting that baby.
No, no way. And he got it on the first base side of second base.
That was a good one.
Just came up and fired in the same motion and had him by a mile. So,
Matt's viewing is today in Coldwater at Hogan Camp, and then the Mass is tomorrow.
There's a fly ball out towards Troy in right field. He's going to have to hurry. And what a catch out there by Troy Homer. That dude covered a lot of ground, and he laid out, caught one on a slide, and three up, three down for Dylan. Good job, Dylan Evers. Now, let's rattle the bats here, little folks. Let's get a couple runs, even this thing out, going into the bottom of the fourth. Coldwater 2, Indians nothing.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Pretty good seats.
Oh, man, I tell you what. We're back here. We're getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Kobe Wendell up at the plate. Finds himself in a hole here already. 0-2. Chops at that one. It's going to be a pop-up. I don't think anybody's going to get it. Pitcher made a diving play for it.
He's still 5 feet short.
Except I think he tripped.
Matt's viewing is Wednesday.
I was thinking
funeral
was.
Thursday. Kathy Etzler, God love you.
Yep. I was thinking there wasn't one of those today. There's Jim Fortman and Matt and Kleet Feld.
Kleet, that was quick. Yeah. Rung him up right there. Kobe takes a strike at the knees, and that's going to be out number one. Strikeout number six.
After four complete at Coldwater, the Lady Indians 2-0.
Hang in there.
That high scoring game that I predicted.
2-0 here. That one's fouled over towards the Ambassador Park by Big Kendrick Wendell. Ratty Will on deck.
I went down to the softball diamond Friday night and watched two games.
Yep.
Always like going down there to watch.
I forgot that they used to always start the first weekend in May. Then they started the last weekend in April.
The hell are you talking about, Neil?
Well, that's when they start. They used to start first weekend in May. Then they started last weekend in April. Now this is the second last weekend in April. So,
all right, back to baseball.
I wasn't talking about softball.
No balls, two strikes. In the dirt right there to Kendrick. Anyhow, who'd you watch play?
Well, I watched Todd Post's team. I think that is a new, they're 10 mans now, or not, Brick Street.
Yep.
And they played Jacob's Logging, or I think that's who it was.
Yep. There's a strike three, gets away from the catcher. Blasingame comes up and chases Kendrick down for out number two in the bottom of the fourth.
Jacob's Logging's pretty good.
Always used to be, yeah.
They got some hosses over there.
Is that the, 25-year-old St. Henry guys?
Guys
I played with are all, they're done.
A couple of Marv Layfeld's boys are playing. They're pretty good. And then
you know who's not done? Dan Platfoot. Kenny Platfoot.
Oh, crazy Kenny?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not done there?
No, he's still playing.
Was he there?
Riley Will with a ground ball up the middle.
Tough
shortstop
play.
Comes over. He's going to look at it and fire over. McKibben makes the play. So three up, three down again. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 straight for the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
How many graduations you got this year?
I got a bunch of them laying here at home. Yeah, we got one in the books.
Is that a 50 speeder?
That's a 50 speeder. Twice. Him and his sister, both.
Oh.
Yeah.
That boy. That boy.
That one's an attempted bunt up in the air by Kanapke.
When I graduated, I think I got... I'll tell you, you know what let me tell you about my graduation? I walked up, got my diploma, and went to Lutheran Hospital for Mom's Last Rites.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And she died 27 years later.
I was just going to say, there's no
damnest thing you ever seen.
I thought, no, wait a minute.
She was a cat. She had last rites like nine times.
I was just going to say wait.
I was trying to do the math, and that didn't seem right to me.
Last rites, and she lived another 27 years.
Yeah, you couldn't kill her.
Jim Beam tried, didn't he?
Yeah.
She was something else.
Ooh, good curve.
Oh. Stays a little high. Two balls and a strike. Yep, I just remember your mom. Every time I'd come over there, she was always sitting in the kitchen.
Yep.
That was her spot.
Do not mess with her spot.
Nope. She loved that spot. It's always there. That's a rocket. Right over Brock Deuce's head, and that's going to be the second hit of the game for Alex Kanapke. Third hit of the game for Coldwater. And the last time they scored two runs...
These guys were the leaders.
Kanapke led it off with a base hit, and they scored two, so... Let's put the brakes on it right here, Dylan.
I would say the Kanapke kid has his grandma's athletic ability.
Certainly not grandpa's.
Could be on the other side.
Could be. There goes the runner, first pitch. Throw down to second, just a little bit offline, and that's going to be a stolen base by Kanapke, and that's exactly how we started the third inning, folks.
Deja vu.
In the fifth. Indians trail 2-0.
Man, it was cold golfing Sunday, that first nine holes.
Yes, it was. I had the shivers.
Yeah, it was.
There's a nice bunt. Oh, off the mound comes Dylan. Dylan, bare hands, fires over to second. And I think, yeah, Landon had to jump to get that ball, and his foot came off the bag, and that's going to be, I think, in there.
Base hit.
Base hitting.
I'll tell you, Dylan showed his athletic ability there.
Yeah, he came off the mound in a hurry. Barehanded that and threw it and fired, but I'm not 100% sure that he wasn't safe before the throw got there. Is that why you're giving him the base hit?
Yep. Troy Holman's going to come in and pitch, I think.
Yeah, looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So, Spencer, you want to take us to a little break here?
We'll pay some bills.
Let him warm up a little bit. Indians down 2-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, we're back here. Troy Holman coming into the ballgame, replacing Dylan Evers. He's got the two runners on base, and there goes the runner right now over to second. And then he goes over there easily. So Alex Konapke at third. Blasting game now at second. And again, deja vu like it was in the third inning. Runners at second and third. McKibben, your batter. Troy going to get the signs here from old Riggsy.
Lady Indians still up 2-0 after five.
Come on, girls. Come on.
Keep it rolling.
Indian boys trail 2-0 after four.
If we're 2-0 after five, I'd be tickled.
If we'd be 2-0 after the top of the fifth here, absolutely. Come on, Troy. No balls on the strike to McKibben. There's a ground ball back up to Landon, going to get past him. He was playing in. That's going to plate one run. Riley comes up with it. That's going to plate two runs. So a base hit by McKibben scores Konapke and Blasingame to make it a 4-0 ball game. Three base hits to start this inning out in the top of the fifth inning.
Now batting, Miles Blasingame.
So that's going to bring up Marcel's big brother, Miles, to the plate. 4-0 ball game. Five hits now in the game for the Cavaliers. Four runs to show for it. What's that, Hoss? No, I'm good. So that closes the book on Dylan Evers. Four runs. I think he had one strikeout. Yeah, he had one K. Two walks. There goes the runner. Throw it down from Riggs off target. Another stolen base. I would have to say that I am hedgy on Saturday, boys. For some reason, I'm thinking that there's something going on. I don't know what the hell it is. Runner at second. Nobody out. Troy Holman on the mound. Turns and fires out to center field. Not sure what we were thinking right there. So McKibben now over to third. I do like the keyhole, but
yep.
I ain't sure what that play was, but Landon didn't even try to catch it.
Yeah, that was kind of silly. That one's high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes.
Did you see Kevin Love's inbound pass last night?
I don't watch much NBA. I didn't see any highlights or nothing.
Most unbelievable thing I ever seen.
Throw it off somebody to himself?
Worse.
That one's in the dirt, ball three. Come on, Tribe. Let's go. 4-0 ball game here. Cavaliers
alley-oop to the other team?
It was worse. So Atlanta scores. The ball rolls away. One of the Cavs guys throws it to him to take it out. He's standing out of bounds. He just slaps it. Now Atlanta guy picks up, shoots the three, and makes the buzzer in the third quarter. And everybody just ripped him.
What was he thinking?
Nobody knows.
Oh.
He apologized today to the organization. I cannot believe they dick around with that guy.
There's something. All right, blasting game goes down on four straight balls, and that's going to bring the number three hole hitter, Reese Dellinger, and the pitcher of record here for the Cavaliers to the plate. First and third, and not for long. There goes the runner. Quick throw down to Brock, and he might have got him at third. He did. Absolutely, he did. Nice job. So McKibben gets picked off from Riggs Toby down to Brock Deuce, and he should have slid back in there.
Yep.
Hartley's giving him the old, I don't think you saw what you think you saw, and umpire saying, I saw exactly what I saw. He'll go down 2-5 in
well,
the old scorebook.
He slides, he's safe.
Oh, without it. Yeah. So now, runner at second. That one's going to get passed. That saved a run right there, I can tell you that. So Miles now goes to second on the throw down to third, and now he's over to third on the pass ball. One out, one ball, one strike. Reese Dellinger, the batter. Luke Sudoff on deck.
Son of a...
Did you lose the popcorn again?
There's no way that happened.
Did you dump it on our spectators again?
There's a ground ball to Brock Deuce. Brocky going to bobble it. He's going to fire over to first, and he's going to get the out, but the run scores. So blasting game comes in on a ground ball to third base. Makes it a 5-0 ball game. And Dellinger goes down 5-3.
It's like we're in the NASCAR wind tunnel up there.
Well, I don't know what the hell's going on, because I was just going to say, the bottom of the fifth is going to be brought to you by Bobby. While I finish the bag of popcorn, meanwhile, Bobby just throws it outside the window.
You've seen it.
That's the damnest thing I ever seen.
There's spectators thinking it's snowing.
Tom Count, Major.
Brother T. Yep.
Tom got a little hitch in his get-along there.
He's got a lot of hitches in his giddy.
All right.
Yeah, he's got sore back, shoulder, knee. Dude's got, he's...
Pets' heads are falling off.
There's a curveball. Pop straight up. Tough play for Riggsy. It's going to be in play, I think.
And hey, nice play.
Nice play, Riggs.
He made that about as close as he can get to us. So yep. Nice job right there. Out number three, and the Indians, my friends, need to get the bats rolling. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound medications to fit your needs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician. We compound for wounds, pain management, hormone replacement, and more. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Byrne, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
It's grilling season, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need, from fresh vegetables to steaks. They have a no-limit meat sale with ribeye steaks for only $8.99 a pound. New York strips or flat iron steaks are $7.99, and T-bones are just $6.99 a pound, all perfectly trimmed and ready to go back by the meat counter. Assorted pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and grab some Swaggerty Farms bratwurst for only $3.99 a package, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. If you haven't started grilling this spring, what are you waiting for? Get in on these great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
They bring us runs, Bobby. Get us some.
Let's get some runs right here. It is 5-6-7. Brock Dews, Landon Post, and Dan Patch. I'm taking over here, Cowback. I get us a couple runs.
You do it every time.
Let's go. Doozy's 1-0 for 1. He grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. There's a curveball. Nice pitch. First strike.
Boy's popcorn would be good right now.
Junior Brothers.
Laying out there in the middle of catchers.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. One up, one down. Here's Landon Post.
Now batting, second baseman, Landon Post.
Dan Patch on deck. Indians looking for their first base hit. Dellinger has been tremendous so far. Indians, he hit the first batter, and Ryan Post, and he's retired. Let's see, about 13 straight. Swing and a miss. Posty was one of his strikeout victims in the second inning. 5-0, Cavaliers leading. MAC baseball. Swing and a miss.
Five straight strikes start the inning, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a quick inning for old Bobby on the mic. The 0-2.
Oh.
Little Jerry Kalp over at third. Harold Feely over at first. Indians bring trust. Here's a 1-2. That one's on the corner. Strike three looking. Two up, two down, and here's Dan Patch. Patchy grounded to second base his first time up.
First baseman. Hit one hard this time.
Big number 66, sophomore. Son of Dan, or Brian and Ann.
I had him playing last week, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Had Brian out there playing. Big fella.
Patchy's been tremendous pitching the last couple games. There's a foul off the right side. 0-2. Nice crowd on hand at the old Ball Orchard today.
Randy Dealer just walked up.
Bobby Gardee. Billy B's got his crew out there on his pickup truck in left field, as usual. That's high. Coldwater, again, they follow their baseball. They are a baseball town. They absolutely live and die it, folks. And they have a big crowd here as well. Yeah, 1-2. That's high. 2-2.
Did we talk on the air about Harley's 500th victory?
Nope, we're not going to. We don't like Harley. We are.
Yes, we do. Does not. Well, we do, except for this two-hour stretch here.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Three up, three down, 3K burgers. Five in the books. Cavs, 5. Indians, nothing.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go. Top of 6. Indians find themselves on a short end of a 5-0 game. It is 5, 6, and 7. Herko, Seifring, and Kalp for Coach Harleman. And before we left here, we was talking about Harley winning number 500, and that is one hell of a deal.
That is pretty impressive. How many did Big Lou have?
6,204.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, excuse me.
Good thing, Spencey.
Spencey's doesn't have his earphone in here.
Nope. Yeah, we're getting fined. nothing unusual. Outside. 2 balls and a strike. Left-handed swinging. Adam Herko. He reached on a walk and flew out to left field. his two at-bats. Curveball lined one hopper. Ryan Post gets it. Fires it across. Nice play, Posty. Good wheels hurt. Posty beats him 6-3 if you're scoring at home. We know Val Blasing game is. He's got the book down there.
Conor McGregor sold his whiskey brand.
Did he?
Yeah.
How much?
Just take a guess.
$50 million.
$600 million.
$600 million for the Conor McGregor booze.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Spencer, you're rolling the dice, bringing up a third bag. People down there are going to start shooting.
Yeah, there we go. Here's Blake C. from the DH. Josh Cobb on deck. That's fouled back.
Got some nasty looks bringing popcorn up again.
Yeah. Why don't you just throw it on him? It's like a parade. Ta-da!
I was going to have him put a rock in the bottom.
Yes. 0-1, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Cavaliers leading 5-0. That's outside.
Reds are 10-12. They were 7-1, weren't they?
Yep. Kind of hit. They had a big old seven-game losing streak. Dodgers. But they had a win last night. Big win.
Yeah, Dodgers 15-8.
Indians back in action Thursday right here at the Fort. Minster Wildcats, Mike Wiss, that one hits him on a curve. They got away from Troy. See if he moves on to first on a hit batsman.
Hard to say.
Here's Josh Cow. We have a big, we have a heavy dose of baseball coming up. Minster at home Thursday. We're going to Rushi Saturday for a doubleheader at 11 o'clock. And then we got Monday. Why is there question marks on the home Arcanum game?
Because it says on the school's website, it says to be determined, TBD.
Okay, all right, I like it. And then on Tuesday, we go to Versailles. I always like going down there to play the Tigers. Thursday, home Bremen. A lot of baseball next week.
Pinch runner for the Cavaliers, Carson Mullenkamp coming in the round.
Carson Mullenkamp. I'd say that's Jiggs' boy.
I was just going to say, I bet that's old Jiggers.
Yep. I think Carson had a good basketball season for Coach Fish and the Cavaliers.
Is he the one that's the great golfer?
Yes.
I think that was, thinking that was it.
He didn't get that from his dad.
No, wait a minute. His dad is Mark. No? I don't know. There's a throw down. Runner's in. Boy, I'd like to see Ryan play a little more ambition out there. Wow. Stolen base. This might be a pinch hitter here.
I think it's 19. Definitely 9. No, it's Reese Dellinger. Is that who's supposed to be up?
Nope.
Nope. Number 18. I'm sorry, Logan Schlarman.
There we go. That's a pinch hitter. Logan Schlarman. Big dude. Waves that red bat around. Troy gets a sign from his battery mate, Riggs Toby. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High cheese. Ball two strikes. One out here in the top of the sixth. Waiting on an update from the girls.
Heard a ding.
One ball, two strikes. Freshman Troy Holman. Freshman Riggs Toby. Fouled back. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Ready. We love bringing you the baseball here at the front.
Ooh, nice pitch. Nice pitch on the outside corner. Catches him.
Swing and a miss.
Now batting, Alex.
I was sleeping on that one. Got a text message.
Beautiful pitch by Troy. Just right. Caught the outside edge for strike three.
Two outs.
Called strike three.
Here's AK Alex Kanapke. Alex 2 for 2, scored 2 runs, 2 base hits. Have himself a pretty good ball game. And we got a balk. Troy went to his mouth there. I think that was a
umpire's explaining it to
yep,
Riggs.
Absolutely is. So he wants to. Troy wants to know what I did there.
Otherwise, he might do it again.
Yeah. Always learning, boys. Always learning. We're learning up here in the booth.
Every day.
Hmm?
Every day we do.
Yeah. Neil, you still learning?
I don't come up here every day, but yeah, I still learn.
Right. Fort Recovery Sports Talk tomorrow night. I don't know what we got. We haven't talked to anybody on the. Yeah. We have the Nancy Kanapke's coming in for
Insight.
Or Insight with Jack Stoglet, 7 o'clock. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee after.
Well, they got Dr. Barman with his old tools. He's going to have a display. At,
well, that's not a very nice thing to say about him.
Tools, not tool.
Antique.
Antique tools. He's a fast
ground ball. Brock Doos, good hop. Doosie fires it across, and he gets in. In the inning, no runs. No hits. After 5.5, 5-0 Cavaliers.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Going to be 8-9-1. Riggs, Toby, Troy Homan, and Ryan Post. First three batters for Jerry Kopp's Indians.
I didn't do very good, did I, bro?
Trailing 5-0. I might give it to you in the bottom of the seventh. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Riggsy struck out looking his first time up back in the third inning. The only runner to reach the leadoff man on top and the bottom of the first, Ryan Post, so far for the Indians. Stranded him. We struck out 10 times so far in this ball game.
It's one hard.
Riggs takes that one out towards right center. Center fielder glides over. He makes the play, and that's going to be out number one. That's going to bring Troy Homan to the plate. Troy struck out swinging his last time up.
Right here's our first hit, boys.
Yep.
Yep. Keep putting the bat on the ball, boys.
Going to hang a curve, and Troy's going to rip it. That one's low. Inside for ball. Purple Monster hanging in there this year.
Yeah.
With all the breeze. Big cut by number 11. Comes up empty. One ball, one strike. Ryan Post on deck. Ooh, Troy takes one, thought it was a little low. It's called strike. One ball, two strikes. Now he's got to play a little bit defensive here. Big gap out in left center. Troy calls time, steps out.
Yeah, see, we're looking for a police officer, huh?
Yeah, we,
any applications?
You know, I haven't talked to the chief this week. That one's low for a ball. There's a couple people that was interested, and I don't know if they threw their application in there or not. I'm assuming they did.
Is it going to be full-time,
part-time? It would be a full-time officer position. Swing and a miss on strike two, and that's going to be it for Troy.
Had a couple of good rips.
Troy goes down swinging. Two up, two down again, and that is 3, 6, 9, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 straight since the leadoff man. Posty back in there now.
All right.
That one's inside for a ball. Two up, two down so far for the Indians here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bats have been stagnant for too many games here, too. That one's inside. Good eye.
Let's get Ryan going here. Maybe that'll get everybody else going.
A little two-out bingo, Spencey?
Yes, a little two-out bingo.
Nothing wrong with two-out bingo. He swings at the old 2-0 pitch and was in the dirt. Curveball came at him with a curve down at his feet. He was sitting on a fastball.
Ryan Post good enough to play college baseball?
Oh, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a good enough, yeah, as long as his arm holds up for him. Gets a piece of that one, handcuffs him. Two balls, two strikes now.
I'd say that one's off the old toe.
It's something.
Or ankle or something.
He's hobbling a little bit.
Yeah.
Steps back in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes a 2-2 from Dellinger. Curveball slowly bounced back out to the mound. Dellinger comes up with it. Fires over to first base. Three up, three down again. So, we go to the top of the seventh inning. We got to hold them, and we got to get the bats going. Indians trail, 5-0.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Tonight's scoreboard stumper goes like this. 30 years ago today, Major League Baseball had two no-hitters tossed the same day. One by the Oakland A's, Dave Stewart, and the other by a Los Angeles Dodger. I will give you three Dodgers.
Oral Hershiser.
Kevin Brown. Or Fernando Valenzuela. What Dodger, along with Dave Stewart, threw a no-hitter 30 years ago today?
For a Snickers bar. I gave you my answer.
Sandy Koufax.
You guess Oral Hershiser. Phone goes off. We'll see if anybody has got any brains listening. Kathy Etzler, she does. Uh-oh. Cavaliers scored three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tie up Fort Recovery 3-3.
God dang it. Come on, Indians.
3-1 count here in the top of the seventh, the blasting game. There's a ground ball over to Landon Post. Landon comes up with it cleanly. Fires over to Daniel Patch, out number one.
Troy's pitched well since he's come in.
Yeah.
How about it? Zach McKibben.
Yeah, Troy's going to be he's a keeper, boys. He's a keeper, folks.
The answer to
give
today's
him a time.
Scoreboard stumper.
I don't think Fernando was still there in 1990. He was there in the early to mid-80s. Mm-hmm. I don't think Fernando was
okay.
there yet
I like
in
it.
1990.
I like how you break it down.
Yeah. And who was the other guy?
Kevin Brown. Ooh. Big right-hander.
Yeah, Kevin Brown was a good pitcher. Actually, yeah. He was tremendous for the Yankees,
tremendous,
too.
Yeah.
He was actually started his career with the Texas Rangers, if I remember.
And then went to the Dodgers and then finished up.
I believe you are correct, sir.
The Pinstripers. I'm going to stick with my guess, folks.
We have we got one more out. As soon as we get another out, I will give you the answer. Your guess was Oral Hershiser.
Big O-H.
Bowling Green graduate, nonetheless.
There is
that
a
thing is a moonball. Dizzy Dean. So that thing's out of the stadium.
And that's going to hit.
Yes. The white wad. Doggy Wendell takes a header. That's okay, Doggy. I hope your insurance is paid up.
Is that Doggy's car over there?
Well, he always parks over there. I figured it is.
When I did the PA here, I always parked there, and I never got hit. Probably two different stints, probably 6 or 8 years, never got hit there.
Two balls and a strike. One out. That one's inside. Three balls and a strike now. Zach McKibben, your batter.
He had the backbreaker. The base hit, scored two his last time up.
Yes, he did. Here comes a 3-1. That's way outside for a ball. And that's going to load, or that's going to put a runner at first. McKibben down to first. Fourth walk of the game here by the Indians. Indians so far only have two strikeouts against the Cavaliers. So a runner at first, one out. 5-0 ball game, Indians trail. Throw over to first. Dylan Evers out in right field.
Still waiting on his answer?
There goes the runner. Hit and run was on. Landon Post comes up with it. He's going to fire over to first.
Hit her hard.
And he'll get the out. Yeah, nice hit there by Miles Blassingame right at Landon Post. Landon Post has got a lot of putouts here today.
The correct answer to today's scoreboard stumper?
Sandy Koufax.
30 years ago, it was not Sandy Koufax. Two major league pitchers threw no-hitters the same day. One was Dave Stewart of the Oakland A's. The other was a Los Angeles Dodger. Calpe says Oral Hershiser. Calpe, you are incorrect.
Son of a gun. Was it Kevin Brown then?
You are incorrect.
Fernando
Valenzuela.
Right off the old light pole, back to Troy. He catches it, and that's going to be out.
I don't think that's going to
count.
No, it
don't count?
No, I don't think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man, Fernando had to be. I mean, I Tommy was obviously there, but I thought Fernando started pitching like in the early 80s.
Well, he was. Extra innings in Coldwater. Indians and Cavaliers. Softball 3-3.
That one's going to get bounced in front of the plate. Get past Riggsy and move the runner over to third. So McKibben. No. Who's over at third? Yep.
It is McKibben. Yep.
Dellinger, your batter. He's been fabulous on the mound for the Cavaliers so far in this ballgame.
So Shane McKibben was our baseball coach here for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shane McKibben would be his uncle?
Yes.
That is a fly ball out towards center field. Riley Will is going to get it, and he's going to bring it in for out number three.
Scoreboard, so we go to the two.
Well,
the
scoreboard. There's, no, there's
scoreboard
two
was incorrect.
Scoreboard was incorrect.
Nice job.
Copy's book is right.
My book is always.
Nobody's
right.
Ever said that before.
So we go to the bottom of the seventh. Indians looking for A, first hit, B, second, first run, and we're looking for a victory in the bottom of the seventh.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the seventh inning. Dellinger back out on the mound. He's got a no-hitter going, folks. He's only allowed one base runner, and that was in the bottom of the first to the leadoff man, Ryan Post. Pinch hitter for Kobe Wendell is going to be Derek Lochtefeldt. Lochtefeldt steps in, a senior for the Indians. Rips it to first one, comes up empty. Comes the 0-1. Fastball swung on and fouled out of play. Bunch of little kidders down there at the old playground, too.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind.
Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got Derek chasing a curveball outside. So the Indians down to their last two outs here. Strikeout number 11.
We have not hit one ball hard. I don't think.
The only ball that was... We had a ball that go up the middle.
Yeah, and pretty good hit into center field.
That was about it.
Can't remember who it was. Inning or so ago.
Riggs hit a fly ball out.
Yep, that's it was. Yep, out to center field. Hit a little too high, but...
Bo 10 on the plate. Bo 10 coming in, batting for Kendrick Wendell. Trying to see who's on deck. I think it's Riley Will.
Yep.
Swing and a miss by Big Bo.
Big swing.
One ball, two strikes. Number 10.
Let's get a hold of one. I think Bo 10 is the
smidgy low.
Is the fifth or sixth 10 to wear number 10.
Yeah, could be. Curveball high. Three balls, two strikes now.
I think Mike did when he played. I think Kenny did when he played.
Kenny sucked.
But he had number 10.
Swinging and miss. Got Big Bo chasing an inside
great barber.
Pitch. Dude can cut hair.
He's a mad haircutter.
The Mad Hatter. Strikeout number 12 for Dellinger.
I'd like to see him lower his prices a little bit.
Way too high.
Oh,
a lot of people heading to St. Henry and Coldwater.
Yeah, or Vonderhaar's.
Or Vonderhaar's for a quick butcher.
Yep.
Riley Will steps in there. Riley so far struck out looking in first time up, grounded out to the shortstop.
There's the officer of Fort Recovery, Mr. Shane.
1-2 comes in there. Great curveball for a strike. Riley finds himself in the hole. We're down to our last strike, folks. Comes the pitch. And that's a
hard
hit ball out towards left center. And that's going to fall in there for a base hit. How about that? Down to the last strike, folks. It's not over till it's over. And the Indians get their first base hit. And it comes off the bat of Riley Will.
Boy, 0-2 pitch. And he
0-2 pitch. And he puts her right out there and left center.
Good job, right?
Fell exactly in between them two runners. Both of them chasing it down. So the Indians get a base runner, and that one's popped up out of play by Bruiser Deuce. How about that?
Let's get some runs here.
Would be interesting to somehow
at least five.
Throw a few more guys at the plate, wouldn't it?
Yep. We've had big two-out rallies before, and we're not exactly the heart of the lineup.
Look at the guy standing on the road, and here comes the officer.
Dun, 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 dun.
That one's outside.
Cuff him.
Don't be afraid to arrest the people in orange and black, Alex.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. Riley, stay at first. You have no reason to be leading off at large. If you get picked off at first, I'm coming out of this booth. He's going to take off. There goes the throw down to second, and He's in there. Holy cow.
That throw has him.
Yeah, that throw was a little bit on the shortstop side of the bag, and McKibben brought the tag all the way across, and he had his hand in there. So Riley Weld down to second base.
He's trying to break up the shutout.
Yep. Get rid of the force out at second also. Here comes the pitch, and that's popped up out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Last time the Indians were down to their last strike, they got a single off the bat of Riley Weld.
Let's go, Brock.
Brock Deuce made some nice plays down to third.
Might as well get him a nice hit.
Might as well get a nice hit. Why not? Comes the pitch. And that's a hard chopper down to third. He comes up with it. He's firing across the field, and that's going to do it. So the Indians fall tonight to the Coldwater Cavaliers. They fall to 4-9 on the season, 2-3 in the MAC. We'll be back to wrap things up here in just a second.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here. We're going to wrap things up here. Coldwater wins this ball game for the MAC here and goes to 5-0 in the MAC. They win this ball game 5-0. They scored 5 runs on 5 hits. They stranded 4. They walked 4 times and they struck out only twice. They, I'm looking here at the book. Their 8-9 guys both scored twice.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And Dylan Evers pitched a fine game.
Dylan.
We just can't get the bat on the ball
We could be using a surfing board trying to hit that ball, and we couldn't touch it.
It'd be a little tough swing getting around on it, buddy.
Yeah, you'd have to get her out there. I'd be able to bunt with it.
He'd bunt great.
Yeah. Bunt great with a surfboard.
Yep.
Keep your hands back. Wouldn't get hit in the fingers.
Yep.
For the Indians, we had one hit, folks. We had one hit, and that came in with two outs and two strikes on Riley Will in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Riley knocks one out to left center for our only base hit. We struck out 12 times in this ball game. We never reached on a walk. Nice job.
Sister's waving at you.
Nice job down there by. Oh, hey. There's a whole Cap clan down there.
Yep. What do we have coming up, Bubba?
All right, so Thursday we have...
I didn't cut you off, Calpy, did I?
Nope, I'm done. There's nothing else to talk about.
Yep.
It's Minster Day Thursday. Indians host the Minster Wildcats right here on Fort Recovery Radio. And a girls' softball team will travel to Minster to take on Rob Hemmelgarten and the Minster Wildcats. On Friday, the girls play Arcanum. At Arcanum, and Saturday, it's a doubleheader right here on Fort Recovery Radio with the Rushi Raiders.
Thanks, Dave.
Indian baseball, Indians fall tonight to the Cavaliers 5-0. For my partner, Dave Kalp, for our engineer and owner-operator, Mr. Neil Spencer, I am Bob Stolger. Thanks for listening to Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
national sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.